My name is Ben Greenfield, and on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Life Podcast,
what I'm doing is I'm combining both the LumaMed with the ShimSpot together. So it's a stem cell injection to the inner ear, followed by a series of these laser treatments, and we're really excited about it. We've already had one case come back this week that is having just tremendous results with that.
Faith, family, fitness, health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the show.
So I have this stuff in the pantry that my wife seems to be addicted to. It's this powder. She found it there. It must have arrived when I was gone traveling, and she's now been using it to sleep. And then I started using it to sleep and to relax, even to nap. It's L-theanine, GABA, and over 70 trace minerals, along with a special form of chelated magnesium called magnesium threonate, which is the only form of magnesium known to penetrate the blood-brain barrier. And the name of this stuff is called Mello, M-E-L-L-O. It's made by Ned. And when I picked up the bag, I thought it was just magnesium. I didn't understand why my wife was flipping out about how amazing it was. Then I looked at the label and I was like, oh, this is way better than magnesium. Three forms of chelated magnesium, actually. GABA, L-theanine, amino acids, and over 70 trace minerals. Over 5,000 five-star reviews. They share all their third-party lab reports, so the stuff is clean. And you get 15% off anything from Ned, N-E-D, Ned. So you can become the best version of yourself. Go to helloned.com/Greenfield or enter code Greenfield at checkout. That's HELLONED.com/Greenfield to get 15% off. Well, folks, you and I, or the average American at least, spend an average of 90% of time indoors, breathing around 30,000 gallons of air daily. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, 100 times more polluted, especially like your home gym where you're breathing in even more air. This can be a serious issue. Data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths around the world. So you need air purifying technology, and the one that I like as a standalone system that doesn't require you to go re-outfit your entire home's AC system or ducts is called the Air Doctor. The Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens like pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so your lungs don't need to. Their Ultra HEPA filter has been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses and virtually 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns. They also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than normal ordinary air purifiers, and they are extremely affordable and accessible. Furthermore, they're going to give you up to 39% off of one of their extremely impressive and efficacious air filters, or up to $300 off today. Here's how you lock this in. You go to airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You can get one with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus shipping, but you're going to love it. airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You'll get up to 39% off or up to $300 off. So lock it in today, folks. You'll enjoy it. Clean air is something everybody deserves. You can get it with the Air Doctor. All right, folks. Clinical research has shown that therapeutically and for overall health and well-being, the most critical time to ground is when you sleep. The electrons you absorb when grounding neutralizes free radical damage, squelches inflammation, restores healthy endocrine function, enhances cellular gating and circulation. That then improves the cellular uptake of nutrients and oxygen and hormones while maximizing the removal of cellular waste. And you can now ground when you sleep. This company called Ultimate Longevity makes indoor grounded sleeping devices, and they've done clinical research studies on grounding the human body for health. When you sleep on these mats, you get 6 to 8 hours of uninterrupted grounding, meaning I could travel, unroll onto my hotel room bed, and fight all of the radiation, the inflammation I got from flying in the airplane right there during a full night of sleep. Full body grounding, which is what these mats give you versus just your feet on the ground, maximizes the electron transfer because the more surface area contact, the more beneficial the electrons, the more the results. So you get these amazing benefits, and inside your body, this stream of electrons works as an anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving, anti-aging, antioxidant boost, squelching inflammation all night long. They've got over 20 peer-reviewed research studies that have been published on the extensive health benefits of grounding.
for vagal tone, serum electrolytes, thyroid function, blood glucose, blood viscosity, sleep, pain, stiffness, blood pressure, stress, even depression and anxiety. It's crazy. So you can go to ultimatelongevity.com/Ben to get your hands on these grounding mats. You can do mattress, pillow, blankets, a whole bunch of other valuable tools to help you bring your inflammation down and jumpstart your healing process. Again, it's ultimatelongevity.com/Ben.
Hello. That sounded mysterious, didn't it? The episode that you're about to hear is with my friend, Dr. Strange. Actually, Dr. John Lawrence, one of the coolest doctors I know, who's into all sorts of crazy stuff like methylene blue and stem cells and lasers. And we're even doing this big event in December down at his biohacking / crazy health facility in Sarasota, Florida. So we talk about that in the episode too. And I'll put the links to that event if you go to bengreenfieldlife.com/elements. Now, it's in December, by the way. After I talked with John, I'm like, dude, the only thing we didn't talk about was like a really solid day in the life of how you use all this crazy stuff that we talked about on yourself each day, like exemplification. So he agreed to lay out for you kind of like what a day in his life looks like. So if you stay tuned towards the end of the show, we're going to transition into that and you're going to learn a ton more about how he weaves in everything from like endonasal to methylene blue to some of the light therapy protocols in his own life. So you're going to dig this one, and that'll be at the end of today's episode. All the show notes are at bengreenfieldlife.com/elements. Here we go. I'm not going to ask you what's up your butt, John, but welcome back to the show, man.
How about I tell you anyway?
How about you tell me anyways? You're one of the few guys who would just volunteer that information. So go ahead, do share.
Well, I've got a 60 milligram methylene blue suppository going right now.
Powerful.
I figured I could use a little bit of extra brain power and, we're recording a podcast. So that was my go-to.
Well, you know what? We might as well start right there because you and I were at that event called Runga down in Austin a couple of months ago. And you kind of walked up to me with this little plate where you'd take some of your suppositories, these methylene blue suppositories. And, you know, I think we talked in the last show about how rectal delivery of methylene blue, you can also get into what that is, was a pretty cool way to absorb this molecule. But then you also said that a lot of these like troches that you dissolve in your mouth, you know, they see all over social media with people with the Smurf mouth, that doesn't actually work that well. And that you either got to swallow the methylene blue or do it as a suppository. So can you share the ins and outs of that real quick?
Well, Francisco Gonzalez Lima is considered kind of the forefront of methylene blue. He's done a lot of research and has for many years. And so his opinion is that there's very poor absorption with a sublingual delivery, and that there's a lot of substances that are broken down by stomach acid and first pass through the liver. And we've discussed a lot of that in the prior podcast about why a lot of nutrients you take orally don't get into your system. But with methylene blue, it actually enhances its absorption where it's mixed with stomach acid. If you have a substance and it's dissolved directly in the stomach, then that seems to be a really sweet way to go. And so what we were doing is we were using a 60 milligram suppository, but then we also had a 300 milligram suppository.
Okay.
But what we were finding is a lot of people were having a hard time retaining it because it was a little bit irritating. And so people would wind up having to go to the bathroom. So we were having people cut it into quarters and dosing, you know, about 75 milligrams per day. You know, and this was something that we were doing pretty regularly here at the clinic with my patients. And we're finding just terrific results with that. But people were experiencing it a bit messy, right? And I think you might have seen that at Runga. You know, I'm like cutting the suppository up and little flakes are getting here and there.
And you're referring to like cutting it up if you wanted to take a suppository that you normally shove up your butt and take it orally, right?
Right. Yeah. So the suppository is a suspension in palm oil. So it's fairly hard at room temperature, right?
Yeah.
But it's soft enough to cut it. And so what we've done is we've created a bar. We just launched this product yesterday, actually. And it looks a lot like a troche, except it's not meant to absorb sublingual. It's meant to either take the full bar or you can cut it into individual small sections and put it in the back of your throat and then drink something so your mouth doesn't turn blue. And then it just goes straight into your stomach and absorbs very nicely.
So it does absorb in the stomach without you having to have the blue mouth or much to my wife's chagrin, the blue toilet bowl.
Right. Yeah. I remember that message. You weren't happy with me when I sent you the first beta test.
I was happy with you because I felt great, but whoever cleans the toilet wasn't happy with you.
Okay.
Anyways, I figured it out. I think it was like baking soda that I put in there to clean it out. It's just baking soda and a little scrub. But yeah, I think if you're very precise, if you use a suppository and very precise with how you deposit said suppository when you're squatting, you can manage. But I seem to not be able to keep a clean toilet bowl when I put the methylene blue up my butt. But I know you wrote a whole book about methylene blue, and I realize a lot of people who are listening right now who may not even know why we're talking about putting blue stuff in our mouth or up our butt. And even though you have a whole book about it, I think is it at methylenebluebook.com?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
And that book is not free, but I think you gave me a free code. It's Ben, right? To download
yeah.
that one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll put that in the show notes at bengreenfieldlife.com/elements. But what I would love to hear is how you're actually using methylene blue in very unique ways that go beyond just swallowing it or using a suppository, because you have like this IV protocol now that you're using. You know, I'm hooked on this skin product that you sent me that I think has blue in it. I think I haven't tried it yet, but you were mentioning to me you have a bar. So talk to me a little bit more about methylene blue and everything you're doing with it right now.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty interesting molecule. I would put it up there with melatonin, and those two molecules are just mind blowing on how expansive of an effect they can have in the body. Because, you know, my clinical kind of philosophy has been that the body is a self-healing, self-regulating machine. It's got the wisdom to heal itself, right? And so what happens is that people at a cellular level, they run out of battery power. You know, the mitochondria, where the rubber meets the road, where you make energy, it starts to fail, right? And so the way I look at it is that all stresses have one thing in common, and that one thing is that they all cause inflammation, and they may cause it in a unique way with a certain set of cytokines, but it's all the same thing. And that's the stressor that affects the cell. And mitochondria just really don't like inflammation. So they literally shut down and they say, we're not going to do this anymore. And so they turn over all of the energy production to outside of the mitochondria. And that process is called the Warburg effect. And this is what happens with cancer cells. But what a lot of people don't realize is this is happening all the time. And this is actually at the core of most, if not all, diseases, you know? And so then what happens is that when we run out of cellular energy, then our body loses its ability to express health and vitality. And it shows up in different ways based on our genetics or our environmental influences. Here at the clinic, we really like to try to focus on mitochondrial health, right? And so that's methylene blue and melatonin both really shine, because they're really highly beneficial for healthy mitochondria. So in the mitochondria, you've got four proteins, right? So it's called the electron transport chain, because what the mitochondria is doing is it's moving electrons. In the process of moving electrons, it's an exothermic reaction. So this is producing heat, but then the mitochondria uses that to make ATP. And so those four complexes, which are those four proteins, are upregulated. The first three are actually upregulated 110%. And then the fourth complex, which is the cytochrome complex, cyto meaning cell and chrome meaning light, is upregulated about 70%. And that's why when we add red light into the whole system in combination with methylene blue, we get this really nice effect to the mitochondria, because the methylene blue is absorbing the red light and it's reflecting the blue, right? That's why it's so brilliantly blue. And so you get this powerful upregulation. I think the science says that it upregulates about 30% mitochondrial output.
Oh, so that'd translate to like a 30% increase in ATP production, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive. I mean, I think the best way to think about this from a chemical standpoint is it's just basically an electron carrier. I think what's interesting is Yeah, exactly. It was originally developed, to my understanding, to function against malaria, and I think a few other like hemoglobin type of issues. But it seems to be beneficial for the brain as well, because of the cellular oxygen consumption and the decrease in what's called anaerobic glycolysis. Right, you produce more ATP. That means the cell's got to burn glucose less, create less lactic acid. And I think that's why a lot of times now it's being used for neural damage, you know, for like, you know, concussion, TBI, cytotoxicity in the brain as well. I don't know if you've ever experimented with this before, but I have in the past used the oral or the suppository form of methylene blue, done red light therapy, and then combined that with hyperbaric oxygen. And I mean, it feels like you grew a third lung when you do that, and you just feel fantastic. I mean, you crush workouts for the next couple of days. I mean, there's something going on there with it. And like you mentioned, you can take it and just like lay on a red light bed or get exposed to infrared light. But also one of my favorite things to do is just like swallow some, because I quit dissolving it in my mouth after you kind of filled me in on the fact that I didn't need to, and go for a walk in the sunshine. And I mean, you just feel like you're making extra energy while you're out on something as simple as a sunshine walk.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got some really good points. And I think when you start looking at how many parts of health that methylene blue works on, it's impressive. And like for an infection, right, we think that when we get an infection, it's going to end up with inflammation, right? I mean, this current virus or any virus that you get, any bacterial infection, we have this inflammation, and then our immune cells have to actually respond to that infection. And when you have this inflammation shutting down your mitochondria, because that we, you know, it's what we talked about in the beginning, is that mitochondria don't want to operate when the inflammation gets to a certain level. It really relates to this whole hormetic curve, right? So once you reach that hormetic window where you go past the ability of the mitochondria to handle the stress or the inflammation, it shuts down, and then you're going to lose this battle for an infection. Or with neurology, you have both cardiac, there's some amazing cardiac applications to methylene blue and even melatonin.
And you guys actually put it into IVs as well. You can literally get like a blue IV.
Yeah. So we have a protocol called LumaBlue, right? And so what we'll do is we'll run a high dose of magnesium. And I like doing that either before my ozone or before my methylene blue, because it kind of vasodilates patients' capillaries and their blood vessels. And with ozone, it kind of alkalizes their blood and it helps with oxygen absorption a little bit more. So we do that IV, and patients usually get really relaxed. They feel good. And then we'll do a slow drip with the methylene blue. And then we have a device where the laser catheter goes into the vein, and then we'll usually do direct laser to the blood for 45 minutes to an hour. And then after that, we put them in, not a hyperbaric, but it's called a CVAC. It's a bit different. It's a little bit more of a dynamic device, and it's changing the pressure, which what I love about this, Ben, is that by that change in pressure, it's really pumping the glymphatics and the lymphatics in the body. So this IV gets pushed deeper into the tissues. And in addition, you're getting all of those signaling with stem cell upregulation, mitochondrial biogenesis, and all those other good things that you see with hyperbaric.
Yeah, I think that's actually the acronym that CVAC stands for, cyclic variation adaptive conditioning. So the best way to explain it would be like you're going to the top of a mountain and then back down over and over again while you're inside a unit like that. So you know, it's similar, I guess, a little bit probably to that thing I exercise with sometimes called the Live O2, which allows you to switch from like full oxygen to hypoxia where you're like riding a bike, except in this case you're sitting inside a pod that's regulating that. Yeah. Or is it more pressure or oxygen?
It's actually hypoxic, because okay, it's taking you to altitude and down the sea level. And so it's the pressure change that activates all the signaling factors and adaptive.
Yeah.
Factors.
So it's not cycling oxygen delivery, it's cycling pressure.
Well, you are getting a lot of hypoxic effects. I mean, you'll feel short of breath, and there's a lot of benefit to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, but and by the way, I'll allude to this a few times, and then we can get into it a little bit more at some point during the show. But anybody who winds up coming to our December conference down there in Sarasota, I'm sure there might be an opportunity to climb inside that thing and try it out. Maybe do a little bit of methylene blue beforehand. You know, one thing I should mention though, and then I do want to hear about some of these other things you're putting the blue in, like the MitoSkin, and apparently you got like an energy bar with blue in it. We should probably caution, and this might seem like a little bit of a disconnect, but bear with me here. You know, if you look at people who are like doing ayahuasca, right? Like that's a DMT complaining plant source that's combined with like a vine that's got a monoamine oxidase inhibitor in it, meaning that it allows the DMT to basically kind of stick around a little longer, serotonin to stick around a little longer in the synaptic cleft from a neuronal standpoint. These monoamine oxidase inhibitors, they basically can allow the cell to be flooded with dopamine or with serotonin or other neurotransmitters, you know, norepinephrine would probably be another. And so if you were on something else that was upregulating serotonin production or something else that was inhibiting serotonin uptake or dopamine uptake or norepinephrine uptake, like an antidepressant or an SSRI or something like that, you'd have to be kind of careful with methylene blue, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, so this is a really good point. It's the opinion of Francisco Gonzalez Lima that actually I heard him in an interview and this was brought up. And so the way that that came about is there was five cases that were receiving something called a thymectomy, because the thymus gland is very metabolically has a lot high metabolism. So there's a lot of mitochondria in it, just like the brain and the heart is. Since the methylene blue is attracted to the mitochondria, those tissues get very bright blue. And so there was an advantage with them giving very high doses to these patients in an IV, because then when they go in and dissect the thymus, they could see it very clearly. And so what happened is there was five cases that were also on SSRIs and they didn't do so well. So it was lethal for them. And so the FDA came out with a warning saying that you should not take methylene blue in conjunction with SSRIs. But what happened is shortly after that, the Mayo Clinic came out and retracted that warning. And their opinion was that only when you have this surgery that you need to be careful of having methylene blue and SSRIs. And so Canada has also removed this warning, but the FDA has not. It's something that I think people should be aware of, but the doses they were giving these people in these thymectomies were massive. There were nothing close to what's typically recommended. And you should talk to your healthcare professional and you should be kind of working with someone with regards to methylene blue anyway.
Okay. All right, got it. Well, that's good to know. The skin stuff, you gave me some of that at Runga. Tell me about that one, because it's my impression it has the blue in it, or at least it's blue tinged, so I assumed.
Well, so it's a melatonin-based skin cream. It's called MitoSkin, and it's got an antioxidant called eicosanin. It's got resveratrol. It's got the peptide GHK, copper peptide, and it's also got quite a bit of melatonin. And I beta tested this cream for about a year before I released it, and what it did for my skin was really incredible. And so I've been Jeff Hayes' wife, Dory. I hope she's not upset that I'm name dropping. But there's been a few people that I've hooked up, and it, you know, they just call and they want more and more. So it's been really popular. You really liked it. I was really happy with that. We've been having a lot of success with that particular cream. I mean, you don't get tired either. You'd think that if you're going to put melatonin dermally, that it's going to have an effect. But in general, you can dose melatonin during the day and not get tired, because it's the light that goes into your eyes that prevents the pineal melatonin from actually activating it in the brain.
What's it do for the skin exactly?
You know, we talked a lot about melatonin in the last episode that we did, and it's the ultimate stress resilient molecule. And if you think about the skin, it's having to deal with a lot of stresses. You know, this is where our environment and us kind of have to relate. And so sun is probably one of the more stressful effects to the skin. And so this is the most powerful antioxidant that's available. And when you put it dermally and you supply it to the skin, it can be quite effective at creating a healthy skin. And there's a whole chapter in the melatonin book on skin as well. So I would recommend, if people really want to dive into the deep mechanics of this, that they could take a look at that.
Okay, cool. By the way, that stuff smells amazing. It's called MitoSkin, right?
Yeah.
It's like my favorite smelling skin product now of all time. I think you just started making it, so I haven't even tried it yet. And I'm kind of wondering if it turns your mouth blue, but you actually put the methylene blue into like an energy bar?
No. So we're calling it a bar, but it actually, it looks like a trochee.
Oh, okay.
So it's a tiny bar.
I gotcha.
That's something you can throw in the back of your throat and then drink so that your mouth doesn't turn blue.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. So a ton of stuff that you could do with methylene blue that just goes way beyond, you know, dissolving one of these troches in your mouth. So I think probably the best place for people to start, and correct me if I'm wrong, would be like try methylene blue and combine it with red light or sunlight. I think that's the very best entry level point to really feel the effect of the stuff, at least from a cognitive standpoint, in my opinion.
Yeah, I found most people report back that they feel quite amazing on methylene blue. They feel more cognitively there. Their memory, their attention, their exercise seems more robust. They're able to lift more. So anything that you could imagine that would be related to cellular energy, methylene blue seems to really support that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I'm going to kind of jump around here to a few sexy things I want to talk about that I haven't had a chance to mention on the show. I know that you've been doing stem cells for quite some time, but now, from what I understand, you're doing these V cells, these very small embryonic-like stem cells, which I'd love for you to explain to folks. I've had that protocol done a couple of times. It's amazing. Did it with Dr. Harry Adelson and then also with Dr. Holland Chen. And you know, I haven't actually been down to your clinic yet, which is why I'm so excited for December to see kind of the cool things you're doing with these V cells, but you're like activating them with lasers or something like that. Can you explain what you're doing with V cells?
Yeah. So Dr. Todd Oh he's in Carlsbad, California, there in Southern California. You know, I've been working with him and he's the one that really kind of pioneered this technology. You know, anybody that's using this technology is probably in his network. So Dr. Todd's developed a laser that's very special, which it activates these tiny little pluripotent stem cells that are in your blood, okay? And they're in the billions in your blood. And so you can take a blood draw that would be similar to like PRP, and you can activate it with this laser, and it liberates all of these tiny V cells. And they're pluripotent, so they can turn into anything, and they're small, so they're 11 to 3 nanometers in size, so they're almost like the size of exosomes. So they can go anywhere, right? And so you can inject them like you do with any other stem cells. So here at our clinic, we use a lot of ultrasound guidance, and you know, I think we did like 3 rotator cuff repairs this morning and a couple of spines, and so. Wow. We do these cases pretty regularly here. And so we can inject the V cells directly, or there's a way to actually home them in to specific areas of the body, like the eyes, or, you know, we'll have a stroke patient and there might be a certain place on the MRI that we can see where the damage is. And we can actually use the laser to guide them to go directly to that area, or in the heart. There's actually some really good research that Dr. Todd did on the heart, which is really impressive.
Wow. Okay. So when they get activated with the laser, how's that actually working? Like are they in some kind of like a bin or a basin where they're getting activated, or what's the actual logistics of doing that?
Well, they have a binding. And so there's a binding action that happens with these cells that holds them into these complexes in the blood. And so what the laser does is it activates this specific binding protein, and then it releases it, and then they're just basically released into the serum.
So I have this stuff in the pantry that my wife seems to be addicted to. It's this powder. She found it there. It must have arrived when I was gone traveling, and she's now been using it to sleep. And then I started using it to sleep and to relax, even to nap. It's L-theanine, GABA, and over 70 trace minerals, along with a special form of chelated magnesium called magnesium threonate, which is the only form of magnesium known to penetrate the blood-brain barrier. And the name of this stuff is called Mello, M-E-L-L-O. It's made by Ned. And when I picked up the bag, I thought it was just magnesium. I didn't understand why my wife was flipping out about how amazing it was. Then I looked at the label and I was like, oh, this is way better than magnesium. 3 forms of chelated magnesium, actually. GABA, L-theanine, amino acids, and over 70 trace minerals. Over 5,000 5-star reviews. They share all their third-party lab reports, so the stuff is clean. And you get 15% off anything from Ned, N-E-D, Ned. So you can become the best version of yourself. Go to helloned.com/greenfield or enter code greenfield at checkout. That's helloned.com/greenfield to get 15% off. Well, folks, you and I, or the average American at least, spend an average of 90% of time indoors, breathing around 30,000 gallons of air daily.
According to the EPA, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases 100 times more polluted, especially like your home gym where you're breathing in even more air. This can be a serious issue. Data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths around the world. So you need air purifying technology, and the one that I like as a standalone system that doesn't require you to go re-outfit your entire home's AC system or ducts is called the Air Doctor. The Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens like pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so your lungs don't need to. Their Ultra HEPA filter has been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses and virtually 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns. They also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than normal ordinary air purifiers, and they are extremely affordable and accessible. Furthermore, they're going to give you up to 39% off of one of their extremely impressive and efficacious air filters, or up to $300 off today. Here's how you lock this in. You go to airdoctorpro.com/benG. You can get one with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus shipping, but you're going to love it. airdoctorpro.com/benG. You'll get up to 39% off or up to $300 off. So lock it in today, folks. You'll enjoy it. Clean air is something everybody deserves. You can get it with the Air Doctor. All right, folks. Clinical research has shown that therapeutically and for overall health and well-being, the most critical time to ground is when you sleep. The electrons you absorb when grounding neutralizes free radical damage, squelches inflammation, restores healthy endocrine function, enhances cellular gating and circulation. That then improves the cellular uptake of nutrients and oxygen and hormones while maximizing the removal of cellular waste. And you can now ground when you sleep. This company called Ultimate Longevity makes indoor grounded sleeping devices, and they've done clinical research studies on grounding the human body for health. When you sleep on these mats, you get 6 to 8 hours of uninterrupted grounding, meaning I could travel, unroll it onto my hotel room bed, and fight all of the radiation, the inflammation I got from flying in the airplane right there during a full night of sleep. Full body grounding, which is what these mats give you versus just your feet on the ground, maximizes the electron transfer because the more surface area contact, the more beneficial the electrons, the more the results. So you get these amazing benefits, and inside your body, this stream of electrons works as an anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving, anti-aging, antioxidant boost, squelching inflammation all night long. They've got over 20 peer-reviewed research studies that have been published on the extensive health benefits of grounding. For vagal tone, serum electrolytes, thyroid function, blood glucose, blood viscosity, sleep, pain, stiffness, blood pressure, stress, even depression and anxiety. It's crazy. So you can go to ultimatelongevity.com/Ben to get your hands on these grounding mats. You can do mattress, pillow, blankets, a whole bunch of other valuable tools to help you bring your inflammation down and jumpstart your healing process. Again, it's ultimatelongevity.com/Ben.
From a regenerative medicine standpoint, it's my understanding that the V cells are like way smaller than a stem cell. So there are certain things that stem cells are just too large to do, whereas the V cells can penetrate and be found in like every single tissue of the body. So if you were to get them for an injury or for an anti-aging effect or something like that, would you actually notice more than you get from, say, stem cells or stem cells, for example, combined with exosomes and other signaling molecule?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of options out there. I imagine a lot of people probably, you know, their head's spinning because there's all these different types of stem cells, you know, and we've worked with just about all of them here. We started doing stem cell, you know, we're one of the early adopters. We've been doing this type of work for almost 25 years. My opinion is that B cells is probably the best option that's available right now. And what's nice about it is it's your own cells. But you're kind of at that level of going and having these culture expanded placental stem cells. So you have less risk. It's less expensive. It's a lot easier. You know, all it is a blood draw, right?
So these V cells, would people normally get those as like an IV infusion, or do you inject them directly into affected joints or both?
Oh, Ben, I'm glad you brought that up. That's what's amazing is that you can inject these IV. And then that's when you can kind of take the laser and hone them into different parts of the body. So you kind of have two options with this. One is to directly inject it. And then the other one is to actually hone them in with the laser apparatus. And, you know, like we're starting some research on the inner ear. It's kind of another subject I wanted to talk about on the podcast was this procedure called Sunave.
Okay.
We haven't really talked about it on other shows, but for the last 7 years, I've been offering a German laser treatment for tinnitus and hearing loss and other inner ear issues. It's called LumaMed, right?
Okay.
And so I've been the only practitioner in the United States doing this German procedure. And basically, it's a series of laser treatments to the inner ear to basically create a rejuvenation effect. And we've been having some good success with that. And recently, I was introduced to a Korean EENT, and his name is Minbo Shim. And Dr. Shim has developed a device that allows a physician to specifically inject the inner ear with this device. And so he's got a lot of research that he's done on either PRP or bone marrow stem cells into the inner ear for hearing loss and tinnitus. And it's quite impressive.
Wow.
He came to our office about 6 weeks ago and he did a training, and we ran probably about 20 patients through where what I'm doing is I'm combining both the LumaMed with the Shim Spot together. So it's a stem cell injection into the inner ear, followed by a series of these laser treatments. And we're really excited about it. We've already had one case come back this week that is you know, having just tremendous results with that.
And that's for tinnitus?
Tinnitus, hearing loss, hyperacusis, vestibular disorders.
Okay, so if you look at the ear, this is where my mind is going, and you have like the, I think they're called the stereocilia, you know, that are the tiny little hair cells that'll vibrate, and those vibrations get transmitted to the brain, interpreted as sound. And then you also have these little hair cells, you know, the vestibular hair cells, which are related to balance. Let's say I didn't have tinnitus, I didn't have hearing loss, but I just wanted to, let's say, hear even better or have better balance for performance or something like that. Would this be a treatment protocol that you could get if you just wanted to go from good to great and not address hearing loss or tinnitus or something like that?
If it was more of like a performance thing, because, you know, I'd say, you know, when you get to 30, 40 years old, there's going to be some decline in those cells. So I would lean more towards the laser procedure for that and not start getting into doing injections, because I don't think that would be necessary. I think this could change a lot with tinnitus patients in particular. I mean, there's really no options. I mean, nothing really works very well. So the reason I brought it up while we're talking about V cells is my idea is that we may be able to actually direct these V cells directly into the inner ear. In fact, I had a long conversation with Dr. Todd last night, and we're going to start some clinical research together here at the clinic in Sarasota regarding this process.
Okay, cool. Man, I'm super excited to see all this stuff. And again, like if folks can make it down to this Elements conference, and we'll talk more about that hopefully here soon, you'll get a chance to see some of this stuff firsthand. But I did want to talk about a few other things before we discuss this conference. And that is this autonomic balancing that you're doing. You started to describe it to me, you know, some way that you're able to increase HRV and like simulate sleep without someone actually sleeping, from what I understand. Can you explain what that is?
So this is something that is a new technology. And I ran into this biological scientist in Santa Barbara. Actually, I was away for a couple of weeks here. I went to Santa Barbara, and one of my friends is Chris Robinson. He's the lead singer of the Black Crowes, and they had kind of their last show there in Santa Barbara. And so a friend of mine suggested I meet with this scientist, and I sat down and was completely blown away at the technology that this company is releasing. And basically, it's using breath work. So it's using the breath, and then it's also using mechanoreceptor activation through certain vibration patterns. It's in conjunction with the in-breath and the out-breath, and it's a series of like a guided meditation with this device that creates this mechanical stimuli guided with the breath. And what it does, and the research they've done for stabilizing the autonomics, and it's almost like exercising the autonomics. So the autonomics is like your automatic nervous system, and it's separated into the parasympathetic and the sympathetic. You've got the stress, the sympathetic, that's mostly run by cortisol. And then you have the parasympathetic nervous system that's kind of resting and digesting. And that's really primarily activated through melatonin. right? And so you have this kind of duality. And heart rate variability is going to be based on how balanced those two systems are, right? And so most people have too much sympathetics. And as we get older, we get less regulation through the central nervous system. And you have this kind of escape sympathetic dominance in this overstressed state. And it shuts down digestion and it causes all kinds of different problems in the health. And so this is one of the reasons why, you know, breath work can be so helpful. Meditation can be helpful. Doing things that you love can be helpful. You know, the Zen nasal spray, you know, it's something that we've talked about in the past to kind of activate the trigeminal nucleus and support the parasympathetic nervous system. And oh, by the way, we launched the IRI eye drop as well.
What's that?
So this is it's an herbal eye drop that burns kind of like the Zen. And then we also have the Boca Zen. So we have three products that kind of activate the parasympathetic nervous system through the trigeminal nucleus.
Okay. And to clarify real quick, John, by the way, the Zen, that is very similar to the Sananga eye drops, right? The traditional Amazonian medicine that's used in the eyes to increase, you know, sensory perception and things like that prior to hunting or other ceremonies.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Except I've lowered the strength a bit. It's not as strong as what would normally be served at like a ceremony. And I've added a bit of peppermint oil. So it's got this nice kind of minty fresh feeling.
Yeah. And it doesn't burn quite as much. I've used both, but you definitely feel like you can see more clearly. Well, not right after you use it, you can see jack squat. But then once your eyes adjust, it feels really, really nice. Now the IR, it's basically something similar, but you have the methylene blue in it.
No, not in that one. It's just the peppermint and the Sananga.
Okay, I got you. So you're essentially taking the Sananga and combining it with essential oils.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What's the name of this technology or this system that you're using to activate the brain to modulate the stress response and increase HRV?
Well, I got a surprise. I was speaking to this scientist last night, and he's agreed to fly out from California to Florida and present at our Elements of Vitality event. We're going to be introducing this technology for the first time to the biohacking community.
Wow. Okay, cool. I'm stoked. And that's going to be, we'll get into it a little bit more here, but that's December 2nd that we're doing that, right?
Yeah. Ben, it's so next level. I mean, you go into such a calm, blissful, like quiet now moment state with this device. It's really, people are going to hear about this eventually, but I like the idea that you and I are going to break the news first.
Dude, I dig it. Okay, cool. So one other thing before we talk about more about the Elements event and what's going to be there. You've, like I mentioned in the introduction, done the endonasal balloon adjustment on me, which the best way I can describe is it's like chiropractic adjustment for your skull. And, you know, all of a sudden you just start breathing better. And, you know, a lot of people sleep better. People who've had TBI or concussion seem to think better. And it seems, at least based on your Instagram account, you've kind of been getting around, like working with the UFC now and all sorts of folks. Tell me about what you're doing with the endonasal balloon adjustments and what you're experiencing.
One thing that I'm particularly excited about with this particular book and the dots are how nasal breathing and even this endonasal balloon manipulation and how it affects the basically the identity to self and the ability to regulate behavior and cognition. And I know a lot of books have been written about breath, and I think that there's some really interesting things that have been brought forth, but this is a little bit different spin. And so there's this connection with something called the default mode network and the salient network, where this is like hardwired networks that create this aspect of focus and where we place our attention, and then how we actually sculpt our identity and who we design in our head of who we are and how our identity is related to other people and to the world. And so this whole idea of identity is really kind of one of the core aspects of what we're working on here at Advanced Rejuvenation to create this kind of three pillars, which is, you know, vitality of the body, identity, and then of course, divinity, which is a direct experience of God and the divine. And so when you put all these things together, you can create this really amazing healing. So endonasal and nasal breathing really seem to play a role in that, because when you're not fully breathing through the nose and you don't have this thing called cranial rhythm, which distributes cerebral spinal fluid and activates the pineal, then there's certain components that are missing in order for various aspects of ultimate vitality and health that can take place. One thing that's really been amazing over the last year is I've been introduced to UFC, and the owner of UFC basically connected me with Dana White, who is the CEO and part owner. And Dana had a very difficult time breathing through his nose. And so he traveled to me and we did a functional cranial release, which is the form of endonasal that I do, on him. And it was profoundly impactful for him. I've seen him now like four or five times. And Dana will tell you it's one of the most powerful, important things that he's done for his health, you know, in his life. And it's made a huge impact, so much so that he's brought me into the UFC Performance Institute. And so now I'm working with some of the top fighters at UFC and advising them on different cranial aspects and endonasal techniques on these fighters. And I'm kind of excited about that being a springboard into a lot of other sporting activities. But that's kind of where I'm at on it. And I'm really excited about Dana's involvement and this new book coming out and the ability to really bring forth power of this little known modality, endonasal therapy, and bringing it to the world and out into the open public eye.
It's really interesting. And the way that you do it, I think you got to have the right person shoving balloons up your nose and cracking your skull, by the way. But the way that you do it, John, it seems like you kind of like talk people into this super relaxed zen-like state. And then, you know, the balloon goes in and you kind of, it seems like you go, do you like do like three different levels up into the skull on each side?
Yeah, exactly. There's six different placements the balloon can have. So when the treatment's being done, there's testing that I do to determine exactly where that balloon will be placed and how the body's positioned. You know, early in my career, I studied something called functional neurology. And, you know, this is a way of evaluating someone's nervous system and very specifically going in and figuring out different ways to activate the brain using neuroplasticity, you know, to bring balance back into the brain and nervous system. And I treat a lot of patients with vestibular disorders or TBI or degenerative neurologic disorders with this. And I found that when I would do the balloons in combination with these functional neurology, that I was just really getting some amazing results. One of the things that I've been doing more in the last year or so, and kind of with you as well, is really having patients go into a very zen mode. And I'll have them actually go into gratitude and then being grateful for already receiving whatever gift from the treatment that they would like. You know, it's almost kind of manifesting the outcome that they want from their health.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, if somebody has not experienced this and you've like had a head injury, or you've been like boxing or fighting, or you just want to feel what a chiropractic adjustment for your skull feels like you got to experience it. But just make sure you get it done from a doctor who's done a lot of them. At least that's my opinion. Again, if something's going up your nose and cracking your skull, but it's a pretty cool protocol. I've also had it done by a guy down in Salt Lake City, Utah, Craig Bueller. Craig Bueller. Yeah, exactly. So he seems to do a good job as well. Back to this conference, like you and I had talked about this at Runga and floated around the idea of the elements, right? Because you have the earth, right? And this whole concept of earthing and grounding and the natural magnetic healing frequency that the earth produces, along with a lot of stuff that can kind of concentrate that, like earthing on steroids, like, you know, probably pulsed electromagnetic field therapy or PEMF that uses magnetic coils being a perfect example of that. And then also, you know, a lot of this has to do with EMFs, you know, dirty electricity versus natural electricity, and how do you actually use the earth and some of these magnetic healing frequencies to modulate circadian rhythm or inflammation. And so we thought, well, there's earth, but then there's also water, right? Like water filters, water remineralization, you know, water as an energy or information carrier, you know, water saturated with ozone, you know, cryotherapy, ice baths, like there's a lot in there going on with water as well. And then air, you know, a third element, you know, we've alluded to like the CVAC machine. There's hyperbaric oxygen and there's ozone and there's breath work. And I know you've got some other crazy, you know, oxygen based machines down there at the place in Sarasota. And then, of course, you know, fire is an element as well, or what you might call light. Right. So, yeah, photonic energy, the sun, you know, the cytochrome pathway that you talked about earlier with methylene blue. So basically, in a nutshell, you and I went back and forth and we're like, well, what if we did a whole conference based around optimizing air, water, light, and earth to create like an event or an experience where people can literally learn how to biohack their bodies using not only the type of cutting edge protocols you got at your place, but then also protocols that they can do at home. And then we kind of walked away from that discussion. And in the background, I think you've been working on it. And we just identified a date, but fill people in on what you've been working on behind the scenes as far as this Elements Conference.
Well, you know, I'm looking to get Dr. Frank Schallenberger to be a speaker. You know, he's kind of the father of ozone. I've got one of the top neuroscientists. This guy actually is the one that developed the technology for Beamer. A lot of people heard about that. It's probably one of the more common mats that people use. But they went back to the drawing board and they've created something even more powerful and more advanced. And so we're going to be having that scientist fly out from Germany and present on PEMF. And we're going to show people how that can be maximizing a lot of different health. And then we have a that biologist that I talked about from California that's coming in. So we also have a fellow that is an expert with hyperbaric that's going to be presenting on hyperbaric. He's a friend of mine. I think you know Jason Sommer as well, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. He has those soft shell hyperbaric chambers.
Exactly. Right. So we're going to have some of those set up and, you know, we're going to be teaching people how to do the different protocols together. And I think it's going to be really helpful for people to see it firsthand and to hear from some of these experts, get to meet you, get to meet me, get to see the clinic. It's going to be a great event.
It's going to be full day, right? Like people come down on December 2nd, they are going to have access to some of these treatments, the talks by you and me, some workshops, some of these special guests. But what if people who were to fly all the way into Sarasota to do this want to do like treatments before or after, you know, fly in early, stay later? Like, will you be taking on patients during that time if people want to kind of take a deeper dive during that week?
We will. Yeah. It's going to be limited. So we're expecting to have a lot of response from this podcast. So if it's something that anybody's interested in, they should probably reach out right away.
What I'll do is in the show notes, because by the time this thing comes out, we'll have a landing page put together and everything for the actual event. But if you go to bengreenfieldlife.com/elements, I'll link to the other podcast I do with John, but then I'll also link to his new Methylene Blue book and a couple of his other books. And if your It's All in Your Head book has come out by then, John, we'll link to that as well. But then if you want to get in on this event at this point, if you're listening to this podcast right now, I will have some kind of registration page worked up for it if you go to bengreenfieldlife.com/elements. And again, the goal with it is you will walk out of there totally equipped with everything you know or you need to know about how to use a lot of these biohacking modalities in your own home, what kind of equipment you need, what kind of stuff you can use. But then also, hopefully you'll get a chance to experience some stuff that you can have done in the medical clinic that's just not available in other places. You know, some of these things like the HRV reset and possibly even like the V-cell injections, laser therapy. You'll definitely want to try some methylene blue with some red light. So there's going to be a lot going on there. Anything you want to add in about the conference, John?
I'm super excited. We're going to make this really special for anybody that's going to come. They're going to be really glad they did.
Cool. Cool. Well, again, I'll link to it all at bengreenfieldlife.com/elements. John, this is just always a wealth of knowledge that you share with folks. Every time you come on, I learn something new. It's always a pleasure and I can't wait to see you in Florida in December, man.
Yeah, me too, Ben.
All right. Cool, folks. Well, I'm Ben, along with Dr. John Laurent, and definitely go listen to my other two podcasts with them as well, because those will blow your mind. All the show notes are going to be at bengreenfieldlife.com/elements. Thanks for listening and have an amazing week.
Well, good morning. As I sit here, it's 4 a.m. in Sarasota, Florida, and my good friend Ben Greenfield asked me to record kind of like a day in the life of John Laurent, and so here we are. You know, I hope that this short recording offers support to people listening. Maybe it will inspire certain people to make some changes in their lives. And I've really dedicated my life to improving health and vitality. And, you know, oftentimes I think people don't really practice what they preach. I always say, watch my feet, not my mouth. And I've been blessed to spend time with Ben Greenfield out in Spokane and at other locations. And I see that in him as well. You know, he definitely is someone that follows through with the things that he says and preaches. So anyway, so here we are. What I've done is I've taken some questions. I consult with a group of doctors. And so I propose the question to them as far as, you know, things that might be of interest for people to hear about, you know, a day in the life and what's up with me. So let's go ahead and get into it. The first question is, what type of therapies do I have here at my house? I have a hot plunge, kind of Japanese style hot plunge and cold plunge. And I have a jacuzzi. I have a sauna, infrared sauna. I have sauna space lights, and I have a biocharger. I have a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, and I've got like a big 8-panel red light, kind of red light panels. It's not Juve. It's something that we actually sell called MitoLights at MitoZone. And those are kind of the main types of modalities that I have here at home that I use, kind of not all at the same time, but I kind of rotate around. Maybe a typical morning for me is I would wake up and do a little bit of meditation and some breath work, and then I'll go into the jacuzzi. Once I'm in the jacuzzi for a few minutes, I'll go into the cold plunge, and I'll go back and forth between the jacuzzi and the cold plunge and alternating into the hot plunge as well. The hot plunge is 112 degrees, so it's really nice. But what's nice about the jacuzzi is I can kind of stretch out in there. So it's nice to have all three available. And then one thing that I like to do too is when I get out of the cold plunge is I'll jump on a rebounder and, you know, kind of wait until I get that kind of shivering effect. And then I'll go into the jacuzzi or the hot plunge and I kind of do some rounds there. And I'll usually have some really nice music playing. And so it's a really great time for me to just kind of reset and connect with source. The next question is, what kind of creative outlet do you have? One of the things that I've been working on is putting together a new website called Art by Dr. John. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I actually dropped out in the first year of getting out of school as a health care provider and went into art full time and did that for almost a year. So I was showing in galleries, primarily out in Maui and here in Florida. Recently, I've been commissioned by a good friend of mine, Emery Smith. He actually is the host of one of the most popular shows on Gaia Television. And he took a photograph of an angel. So I'm working on that commission, and we're going to be presenting that at Art by Dr. John here pretty soon. And I'm really, really excited about that. So that's one of the things that I've been doing in the mornings after my kind of morning routine is getting into the studio and painting. And I find that to be really, really awesome to kind of keep some balance in my life and some of the creativity. But I'm also working on some books. And there's a book I'm about to release called It's All in Your Head. And it's basically all on endonasal. And, you know, this cranial work that I do, Ben talks about it. And it's really got some amazing aspects to it that I think that the world really needs to hear. And I think most people that kind of pick this book up and read about it are going to be really shocked and surprised. So I really find the creativity of going in and doing the research and putting all the, you know, connecting all the dots. All right. Next question is, what types of things am I experimenting with at home? Well, there's two things I'd really like to talk about. One is this intranasal laser. And, you know, I've been a big proponent for methylene blue. Our company, mitozen.com, manufactures, you know, a couple of different delivery systems. One's a suppository and the other one's this bar that we just released, which you cut into pieces and you can throw in the back of your throat. Your mouth doesn't get blue and the absorption's really powerful through the stomach acid. So what I'll do is I'll take typically about 80 milligrams of methylene blue with the bar, and then I'll use this intranasal laser setup that I have here at home. And there's, you can find different products that do that. I have a pretty special setup here, which is like this $8,000 little laser that I'm shining up my nose. So it's not something that can be reproduced at home very easily, unless you're a physician. I do apply this laser into my nose and actually into my mouth, into like my throat, kind of activating the brainstem. And I'm finding this to really be amazing. I feel a lot better. I feel like I'm sleeping more soundly. I feel like my brain's working better. And so the concept here is that you're directly lasering not only nerve tissue, but you're also lasering the blood vessels. And so your blood vessels are very superficial in your nasal passage in particular. What happens is the laser doesn't have as much tissue to travel through. And so it's able to directly irradiate that blood. And when the laser directly irradiates your blood, it helps to reduce a lot of the friction and the blood can become more flexible, the red blood cells. And so there's all these different healing benefits where the blood gets improved and the methylene blue becomes activated as well, which then supercharges your mitochondria. So there's a lot more we can talk about here, but we're just kind of short on time. So the next thing that I'm really excited about is something called Agnihorta. It's spelled A-G-N-I-H-O-R-T-A. And Agnihorta is traditionally, it's a Vedic tradition where they light a fire and you stare at that fire, and the fire can last anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes. And this is done with chanting usually. And it's done in the morning around sunrise and in the evening around sunset. Not too long ago, maybe about 6 weeks ago, Luke Story came and stayed with me here in Florida. And we had a lot of fun kind of, you know, doing a lot of biohacking together. And one of the things that he was really into was sun gazing. And he was particularly sun gazing in the morning for sunrise, where you're getting that like really amber light. And then at sunset at that very end of the day, and just had all kinds of great things to say about how he was really getting a lot of benefit from that. And so then you kind of tack that onto this last trip I made out to California, where I was spending some time with this really fascinating biological engineer. His name was Alan Macy. And Alan Macy was discussing this Agnihorta technique, where he said that when you stare at the flames, the bottom part of the flame has like a frequency that more resonates with the lower chakras. And as you move up the fire on the top, it's more of a frequency that resonates with the higher chakra energy centers in the body. And so you have this balancing to your energy centers within your body based on these frequencies, but you also have the benefit of these amber near infrared lights that are going into your eyes, which is the same thing that's happening when you're sun gazing. And so I believe there's a very powerful activation to your circadian rhythm. And then I also think that there's a lot of photobiomodulation that's occurring with that light going directly into the eyes and affecting the various beds of capillaries that are in the retina. And so this is something that I've started to really look at as, you know, I just don't have time and the ability to go out right at sunrise and sunset. I don't, at the current house I live at, I don't really have the ability to get up high enough to see it. So what I've been using is I've been using these lights that emit literally 40% near infrared, and they're made by Sonospace. And my buddy Brian over there at Sonospace really nailed this when he invented these bulbs. They're really fascinating and amazing. And so I have these bulbs set up in my living room, and my living room and kitchen kind of adjoin. So I put these lights on in the morning. In fact, I'm looking at one right now, and I put them on for about 20 to 30 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer around, you know, when I wake up, and then also at night around sunset. And I really feel like it's an easy hack for this Agnihorta and even sun gazing. And I'm able to get the benefits. And I think that this is something that a lot of people might look at doing that's very easy to do. And it's something that anybody can bring into their busy lifestyle. So that's probably one of my favorite recent hacks that I'm doing here at home. The next question is, what is your exercise routine? So for me, you know, way back in the day, I actually owned a gym called the Super Slow Zone. And that was kind of pioneered by this scientist, Ken Hutchins, who actually developed all of the Nautilus equipment. And so this whole concept of going really slow to complete failure was something that I became very familiar with in the process of owning this gym. And it's something, it's a way that I've exercised ever since. And so basically, you want to have about as much weight where if you're going slow, which is about 3 to 5 seconds on the eccentric and 3 to 5 seconds on the concentric, and you want to hit failure at about 3 minutes. And so that's about the parameters that you can use to do slow zone training. So you try to just maintain perfect form. It's great to do on machines. I find that I can do one slow set to complete failure. And so what happens is you maximally activate all of the muscle fibers, where when you're moving fast, you're not activating as many of those fibers. And so by doing slow, you're safer, it's easier on the joint, you're getting more loading into the bones and into the ligaments and tissue. So you're going to have a higher activation to building new tissues that are keeping your joints and tissues strong. And then you're going to have more of a muscle activation. And so what I've done is I've added in the blood flow restriction training to the super slow zone training. And I really feel like that's probably a great way to go. It seems to be working really well for me. I've been doing it for a few years, and it's something that I would recommend anybody try. For cardio, I like something called grizzly bear intervals. And so this is like if you're being chased by a grizzly bear for a certain period of time, and then you have a certain period of time of rest. And so I usually do that on a bike because it's lower impact. I, you know, stopped running many years ago just because of the impact of the joints. So I do all my cardio on a bicycle. And so grizzly bear intervals are high intensity, low duration, just like the slow zone training. And that's kind of where I tend to lean towards in my exercise habits. Lastly, my stretching routine is basically sun salutations. So anybody that isn't familiar with a sun salutation, it's one particular kind of routine that you can do that really stretches all of the different areas of your body. And you can do more than sun salutations, but I try to at least do between 3 and 10 of them every morning. And that tends to keep my joints flexible. One thing that I'll do 3-4 times a month as well that's a little bit kind of on the edge is I'll like to take my dog. I've got a mini Australian Shepherd. Her name's Lonnie. And we'll go down to Siesta Beach, and they don't allow dogs. So I go really early before the lifeguards are out there. And she just runs full sprint right next to me. And it's usually a beautiful sunrise. And I'm on my bike, and, you know, we usually go in the low tide. So it's really packed sand. So the bike runs really nice down there. And we just run all the way up and down the beach. And what's hilarious is it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of how many old ladies, you know, start yelling at me. And I just wave at them and give them a smile. But that's a lot of fun. The next question is kind of transitioning from, you know, home to the clinic. And, you know, our clinic, Advanced Rejuvenation in Sarasota, Florida, is really unique in the sense that, you know, my training is as a chiropractic neurologist and also a naturopath. And so we have a pretty wide range of different clinicians, ranging from board certified interventional cardiologist to a podiatrist to we have two PAs, we have a nurse practitioner, and we do a lot of different types of modalities at the clinic. And so I do a lot of work with neurological cases using this endonasal balloon treatment that we talked about earlier called functional cranial release. And I found doing this cranial release in conjunction with different neurological exercises, which promotes neuroplasticity, was really a game changer. And this is something that I teach to other doctors as well and can be really powerful. So the other thing that we do quite a bit at the clinic is regenerative medicine, where we take, you know, stem cells or PRP or whatnot. And under high definition ultrasound, we use those to regenerate different joints in the body. And we also do a lot of IVs. We have some pretty incredible IV protocols. I think we've discussed a couple of them on Ben's podcast. But, you know, for instance, 1 minute I might be in with a, you know, neurological case, like a, you know, a Parkinson's case or a vestibular case. And then the next minute I might be assisting, you know, the clinical staff in pulling bone marrow and doing like ultrasound guided rotator cuff repair. The next minute I might be doing like a nutritional workup on a patient to design a nutritional protocol for them for autoimmune or something like that. So as you can see, my days can be really, really varied with a lot of different activities at the clinic. Okay, the next question is, what am I most excited about that I'm up to in the clinic? And I would say probably by far is the Sunave. You know, for the last 7 years, we've been using a technique that I brought here from Germany called Lumamed, which is a series of laser treatments to the inner ear. And the purpose of that is really to address tinnitus, hearing loss, and also any other inner ear conditions like sensitive ears, like hyperacusis or different vestibular disorders where people are having a lot of balance issues. But primarily the tinnitus and the hearing loss are the treatments that we use the laser for. And so the Lumamed is something that has been very, very helpful. However, I've been interested in bringing in a stem cell component to that for a while. And so I was able to connect with this doctor out of Korea, and his name is Dr. Minbo Shim, and he developed something called the Shim Spot. And so I brought him from Korea a couple of months ago, and he came to our clinic and did a big training with myself and our doctors. And so now we're doing the stem cell injection called Shim Spot, and then we're activating those stem cells with the Lumamed series of laser treatments, and we're calling that Sunave. And I'm really, really excited about this and the potential of what that can do for addressing this huge unmet need where a lot of people are starting to have a lot more problems with their inner ear, especially after a lot of the things surrounding COVID and the jab and some of the side effects from some of these things. We've seen a big uptick with a lot of people with inner ear conditions. Okay, the last one is, what is your sleep routine and what are some of the things that you found to really move the needle on improving sleep? So I really believe sleep is more important than diet and exercise. It's among one of the most important things. And for anyone that's been following me, they know that I wrote a book on melatonin, which you can find on Amazon, called Melatonin Miracle Molecule. So sleep and circadian rhythm and melatonin and all of that is something that I'm extremely interested in and spend a lot of time with. And so with that said, some of the things that I've done here at the house to support sleep is I've placed red lights pretty much everywhere. And I got these like little remote control outlets, and you get online, like on Amazon, you can buy these little remote control outlets that have like six different switches on them. And then you can place your lamps with red lights, and then you can get red light rope, which I put like on my stairway. And basically you can dial your whole house into only having red light and not having to use any of the lights in the ceiling at all. And so I keep everything totally red at night. And then also I wear blue blocking glasses if I watch TV or if I'm looking at the computer or my phone. And that really helps to protect my circadian rhythm after the sun goes down, because you don't want any blue or green light, because that activates the brain and tells the brain, you know, not to release melatonin, and it affects that whole circadian rhythm that you want to protect. I also am a big fan of using a PEMF mat to really promote parasympathetic activity. So one thing to really keep in mind is that your cortisol during the day is really going to be activating your wake cycle. And then it's melatonin at night that's really going to be activating your sleep cycle. But it's also the most powerful activation of your parasympathetic nervous system, which is what you really want to activate. Just like you want to activate your tricep and your bicep, right? If you just activate one side of your muscle, you're going to get like a big imbalance. And the same thing happens with your sympathetic versus your parasympathetic sides to your autonomic nervous system. And so really getting that deep sleep and having a lot of melatonin available at night in order to support the parasympathetic nervous system is important. Otherwise, what happens is people start to fall into this sympathetic dominance situation, and all of the negative consequences with, you know, insulin resistance and weight gain and metabolic issues really start to fall in place after that. And you don't want that. So you want to do things to really support your parasympathetic nervous system. By the way, breath work is really, really amazing for supporting the parasympathetic nervous system as well. So one other thing is I really don't do any type of work activity at night. I eat early, you know, I probably eat about 5. I go to sleep at probably 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then I wake up at like, you know, 3:30, 4 in the morning. One of the things I didn't really mention in the beginning of this discussion here is that's kind of my hack. And that's how I get so much done actually is I wake up really early in the morning. I've got lots of time in the morning to get a lot of things done. And so by the time it's time to go to work at about 9 a.m., you know, I've been up for 5 hours. And that gives me plenty of time to get my art done, to write on my books, and to answer emails, to do my morning rituals and my stretching and my exercise and all those things. Otherwise, it'd be very difficult to do all that. So by the time I get out of work at 5, sometimes 4, you know, I'll come home and immediately I'll eat something and then I'll just relax. But what's, I think, really important to protect your sleep is not working on anything that's business related. You know, you don't want to be working on anything that's going to be really activating that left brain. You want to be more on the right brain, more creative, more spiritual. And then I also have my bed raised at about 10 degrees and I have my air conditioning set pretty cold at about 72 degrees because you want a colder environment in the bedroom. And I have complete blackout. So, you know, I have my windows covered and I have no light intrusion. And I also turn off all of my Wi-Fi components. My phone's put on airplane mode and my bedroom is painted in carbon paint. And so I have a lot of protection surrounding the room and it's made into what's called a Faraday cage. And there's a lot of information you can kind of get out there with how to do kind of Wi-Fi and EMF mitigation. But I think that's really important in the bedroom because one of the things that happens is that these Wi-Fi signals go through your skull and they actually basically activate your pineal to think that it's daytime. So they can be really disruptive to sleep. So I think it's really important to protect your bedroom from those type of signals at night. This is also kind of in lines with melatonin. And for those of you who have been following me know that I'm a big proponent in very high doses of melatonin. So I went through a period of experimenting where I was taking up to a gram of melatonin every night. And I've kind of backed off that here just recently where I'm back down on my dosage between 200 and 400 milligrams a night. And I do that in both a suppository and a liposomal version. And so I like to do the suppository version because it really slow releases the melatonin throughout the whole evening. And I find that I don't wake up in the middle of the night nearly as much, if at all, when I do it the suppository route. And whereas with the liposomal, what I like about that is that it's a really quick onset. You know, the suppository might take an hour or so before it really starts to kick in, where the liposomal, you know, within 15 minutes, you know, that melatonin is really in your bloodstream. And I find that I take a little bit of the liposomal and the suppository, and that works really well to kind of balance things out for me. I've also been finding some benefit with experimenting with CBG. They're calling CBG the mother of all cannabinoids. And so you can get these full spectrum CBG tinctures or gel caps or whatnot. And I find them to be something really interesting and effective for sleep. I hope that whoever has listened to this has gotten a lot of great information. Certainly you can find me on Instagram at youroutofboxdoc. And also, you can find the clinic at advancedrejuvenation.us. We have an online educational site called outofboxdoc.com. Check in there. And we do distance coaching. You can set up consultations if you're interested in any care in Sarasota, Florida, or one of our coaching plans. So listen, I'm glad you stuck around. I hope you learned some things and were inspired. Remember, if healing is possible, consider it to be within your reach. Bye for now.
So there's two events coming up. You go to both of them. I'm going to go to both of them, obviously. I'm going to fly to Texas, then fly over to Lexington. The Texas event called Runga is October 13th through the 15th. The Wild Health one is October 22nd. Go to both. I am, obviously. You can also check bengreenfieldlife.com/calendar for all of the events that I'll be teaching at this year. So I hope to see you there.
More than ever these days, people like you and me need a fresh, entertaining, well-informed, and often outside-the-box approach to discovering the health and happiness and hope that we all crave. So I hope I've been able to do that for you on this episode today. And if you liked it, or if you love what I'm up to, then please leave me a review on your preferred podcast listening channel, wherever that might be, and just find the Ben Greenfield Life episode. Say something nice. Thanks so much. It means a lot.